Let me just say, in all of my years judging erotic cake contests, I have never seen a cake with such vividness, such sheer artistry. I've judged literally thousands of erotic cakes, and none have moved me the way yours moves me. First off, your layer work is incredible. I've witnessed dozens of erotic bakers attempt to depict that same position, and all have failed. This cake, though, you can almost feel the strain in her hamstrings. It's breathtaking. Your frosting coloration is spectacular. What would you call that shade? 3-day-old sunburn? It's so lifelike. It says to me, this couple is at the end of their honeymoon, enjoying the last few moments of hedonistic bliss before they return to their humdrum lives. It is at once sensual and melancholic, a whispered longing, if you will. Maybe I'm placing myself into the piece too much, but that's what I take from this. I also love that you have avoided leathery fondant. Fondant is such a crutch in the erotic cake competitions. But I've always said, if you want to sculpt realistic genitals, you need buttercream. I mean, look at the fine wisps of frosting you were able to pipe here. If I didn't know that was icing, I would swear you put real pubic hair on this cake. In fact, I snuck a little taste just to make sure. I couldn't resist. Every aspect of this erotic cake is a masterstroke. From the tips of the marzipan labia to the latticework of the ganache hammock, this is sexy baking at its finest. It is therefore my honor to award you the blue ribbon in the couples and or group category, along with this $25 gift certificate to the Container Store. Congratulations, and bravo.